Don Ameche and Francis Langford as John and Blanche Bickerson, with Danny Thomas as Brother Amos in The Honeymoon Is Over. The Bickersons have retired. Mrs. Bickerson dozes in fits and starts as husband John, cursed with the rarest type of insomnia in the annals of medical history, fights another losing battle during an acute stage of his chronic malady. Listen.
What's the matter, Blanche?
You're giggling like a girl at a first party. What are you dreaming about?
Party girl.
What?
What'd you say, Blanche?
I'm just not going to stand for it. One of us is going to have to sleep in the kitchen.
Take the blanket with you.
I'm not moving. If you're going to snore your head off and giggle all night, get out of the bedroom.
Blanche, why don't you leave me alone?
I'll bet I haven't had 10 minutes sleep all night. And then I had a terrible dream.
Too bad.
If I ever dream again that you kissed Gloria Goosby, I'll never speak to you again as long as I live. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh.
What?
In front of a whole room full of people, too.
Blanche, have you gone crazy?
Don't try to get out of it. Everybody saw you.
Nobody saw me. You dreamed it.
That's a pretty poor excuse, John Bickerson.
I don't have to make any excuse. I didn't do anything. Can I help it if you dream I kissed Gloria Goosby? Can she help it?
I noticed she didn't try to stop you.
She never tries to stop me. I wouldn't kiss Gloria Goosby if she were the last woman on earth. I hate Gloria Goosby. Now, are you satisfied?
Maybe I am, but you're going to have to explain to her husband, Leo.
Explain what?
There would have been an awful fight. Lucky for you, I woke up just as he came in.
With a woman like that. You better see a psychiatrist, Blanche.
That's right. Try and make me believe I'm crazy. Have me put away in an institution. Lock me in a padded cell.
Nobody's gonna lock you in a padded cell.
Let me spend the rest of my life in a restraining sheet. Nobody to talk to, always alone.
Blanche!
Why don't you come and visit me, John?
You're putting on this act to ruin my night's sleep. You've succeeded.
My brother Amos warned me about marrying you.
Amos.
Believe me, I'm finding out plenty now. The things you said when I first met you. Such promises. Before you married me, you told me you were well off.
I was, but I didn't know it. Good night, Blanche.
We barely have enough to eat. Everybody makes a good salary except you. Why don't you get a paying job?
Oh, now, don't go maligning my job. It pays fine.
The minute I asked you for an extra few dollars, you jumped down my throat.
Listen, last month you went to the doctor 3 times. You got fitted for new glasses. You had 2 teeth pulled. $70 for your own private pleasure. You think I'm made of money?
You're the one who wastes it. You throw it away on silly things.
I deny myself everything. I save every nickel I can. How do I throw money away?
Didn't you pay $22 for that fire extinguisher?
Well, certainly.
We've had it a whole year and never used it once.
I'll set fire to the house in the morning.
Why don't you return it and get your money back?
Okay, I'll take it back tomorrow.
You say it, but you won't do it. Take it back to the store now.
What?
Go on, get up and take the fire extinguisher back.
Blanche, you must be out of your mind. It's 2:30 in the morning.
Wake the man up. He has no business selling it to you in the first place.
Blanche, as sure as you're born, if I take that fire extinguisher back, the house will burn down.
I wish it would. I hate this pest hole. My pantry is overrun with ants.
Ants in your pantry.
You talk about wasting money. We could have had that lovely bungalow in Westwood if you hadn't insisted on buying an automobile.
Oh, a man's got to have an automobile.
But that bungalow is only a stone's throw from the bus line.
Got no time to throw stones at buses. Blanche, all I want to do is sleep.
Sure, sleep your life away. That's the trouble with you. You have no initiative. Look at Mel Shaw. He came to California 6 years ago without a dime in his pocket. He borrowed a basket from a hardware store and peddled little statues from door to door. What do you suppose he's worth today?
Nothing, and he still owes for the basket. Blanche, it's almost 3:00.
Amos has the right idea. He's in politics now. He's running for assemblyman in the 5th Ward.
He couldn't run for dog catcher.
I'll bet he'll be elected. You'll see. He's a good politician.
What do you know about politics? You've never even voted in your life.
I did yesterday. 8 times.
8 times?
Amos showed me how. It's so simple. All you have to do is use a different name each time. We copy them off tombstones.
A political ghoul. Now, you stay out of that racket. Do you hear me, Blanche?
I think it's a wonderful business. You ought to go into politics, John. There's a fortune in it. I read only yesterday where some senator was put in jail for grafting $100,000. Why don't you do it?
Go to jail for grafting?
No, be a senator or something. Maybe you and Amos could be the next governors of Georgia.
Now I know what they mean by strange bedfellows. Why don't you let me sleep, Blanche? You know we're going to have to be up late tomorrow night.
What for?
What for? Have you forgotten it's my boss's silver wedding anniversary?
Heavens, is tomorrow Monday?
Yes, tomorrow's Monday.
I'll have to put to have your blue suit pressed.
It's a formal dinner. I'm wearing my new tuxedo.
It won't be here until Tuesday.
It's here now.
No, it isn't.
It is, too. I looked in the closet yesterday.
Did you look today?
I don't have to. Tuxedos can't walk away.
I'll let Amos borrow it.
That's fine. You what?
I lent the tuxedo to Amos. He's making campaign speech tomorrow night at the garbage men's ball.
Hey, you didn't dare give that no good tramp my new tuxedo.
Don't you call my brother a tramp.
Now,
you've
look,
got
Blanche.
A lot of nerve, John Biggison, to take such an attitude towards a man who's putting himself out in order to make life easier for his constituents.
Blanche.
It's a formal affair, and you can't expect him to attend in a business suit.
But it's all right for me to go to a formal affair in my overalls, huh?
Now, don't get hysterical.
Bob, why do you do this to me? I saved for 6 months to get that tuxedo. I gave up my lunches. My money. $100 bill.
What's the matter with
you? Oh, this is the end. I had a $100 bill in the breast pocket.
Where'd you get it?
Everybody at the office chipped in to buy the boss the present. I was holding the money. Blanche, if Amos finds it, I'll never get it back.
Maybe he won't find it. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep? I'll be playing with Pete. He'll never believe me. I can't call him up. He'll suspect something fishy. He probably found the money. Maybe he didn't. I'll wait up all night. Can't sleep now, anyway. Never sleep another wink. Hello, hello. The phone's dead. It's leaking.
Put down that bottle of bourbon, silly.
Oh. Maybe it's me. Maybe he found it. Oh, no. Oh, put the lights on.
The lights are on. You're in the closet.
Oh. Hello?
Jacko? This is Amos.
I think he found it. Hello, Amos. Are you dressed?
Why would I be dressed at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I think maybe you were making a campaign speech. How's my tuxedo? Does it fit?
Sure, it fits fine. I had the pants shortened a little.
Uh-huh. I don't think he found it.
Oh, it's a swell tuxedo, Jocko. A nice, roomy pocket.
He found it.
In the pan.
He didn't find it. Did you try on the coat, Amos?
No, I left it at the tailor's. I'm having it let out a little.
What's the tailor's name? Quick.
What do you want to know for?
Well, it's the wrong coat. They gave me the wrong coat. I'll take it back and send you the right one.
Oh, it's the right coat, all right, Jocko.
It is, huh? You found it.
What are you mumbling about?
Nothing. How's the pockets in the coat? Are they roomy?
They hold enough, I guess. Oh, the reason I call is to tell you I won't be needing a tuxedo after all.
Oh, you won't, huh?
No, I'm giving up politics. I found an easier way to pick up some dough.
That's settled. He's got my $100.
What?
I was talking to Blanche. I'll pick up the suit in the morning.
Okay, Jocko. Good night.
Drop dead. Now what do I do? I don't know whether Chislett found the money or not. I won't be able to sleep.
Oh, go to sleep, John. He didn't find the money.
Oh, how do you know, Blanche?
Because I went through the pocket before I gave him the tuxedo.
Honestly, to Blanche?
Of course I did.
Oh, thank heaven. You got the $100.
No, I haven't. I bought a new evening gown with it.
Oh.
Good night, John.
Oh.